a new style of yoga? Nay, rather, a unique contribution to the style of BKS Iyengar. As Guruji's teachings and Iyengar Yoga stepped into the new millennium post the year 2000, many of Guruji's long-term students, who had been learning from him since the late 1960s, began to feel that Prashant was developing his own style of yoga practice and teaching. Some even had a few apprehensions that he was moving away from the style of the master. But Guruji knew that his son was a philosopher and would bring in the philosophy with the practices of yoga much more than he had. In fact, Guruji often referred his students to Prashant to understand the philosophy of yoga. However, any sincere student who reads Guruji's works will discover that almost everything that Prashantji teaches will be found hidden or mentioned in Guruji's works. For example, Guruji has written in Light on Pranayama, "During the practice of pranayama, repeat the mantra, mentally synchronizing its silent flow without moving the mouth or the tongue." This one line has been opened out by Prashantji to bring before his students the vast practice of silent songs as pranakriyas, bija mantras, and tattva pranakriyas with their limitless possibilities of practice. Whoever can claim that Guruji never taught this? Only those who never cared to fully learn Guruji's teachings in their state of limited knowledge and delusion could make such claims. Prashantji himself never claims that he has set a new style. He always confirms that he teaches classical yoga. It is all available in the texts, the shastras, and the oral traditions which are passed on from guru to shishya. However, his style of teaching is not traditional. Such is Prashantji's thought regarding his knowledge, learning, and teaching. Claiming nothing to be his, desirous of no gains, all he now does is to follow his dharma and share his knowledge freely for anyone who cares to receive. His father, BKS Iyengar Guruji, has left him a legacy, not just the legacy of carrying on the work he had started in the field of yoga, but also the legacy of breaking the mold, of walking off the beaten path, the legacy of creativity in exploring the subject of yoga. Guruji never followed the traditional way. He never taught from a textbook. He broke every concept that was up until 1940 considered the way for a yoga teacher. He explored, found his own path, developed his own style, presented the subject of yoga with his unique passion. That is why he's considered a legend, and his method now a system or school called Iyengar Yoga. Prashant Iyengar is the son of his father. He carries on his father's legacy of exploration with his own unique passion, developing his own style of teaching, linking his understanding of yoga to his other passion of Hindustani classical music. He has maintained the framework of Iyengar Yoga as established by his father and additionally added many embellishments to it. He believes that had Guruji lived longer in his physical form, he would have certainly done the same in his own inimitable way. No one before Prashantji has developed the learning of pranakriyas and pranayama the way he has. The unique method of bringing pranakriyas, mantra, japa, and namasatanas into the practice of asanas and pranayama is unique to his method. He is the pioneer of this method. The students and seekers of yoga are indeed very fortunate to have a huge body of work offered collectively by Father B.K.S. Iyengar and son Prashant Iyengar. A lifetime is certainly not sufficient to absorb all of it, and an absolute impossibility for a student of a mediocre Padabha.